Well, Coach, first of all, just to reflect on how this road trip's gone for you so far.
Well, we started real well in Prince Albert. It was a real roller coaster game with, being up 2-0 and then down 4-2 and coming back and winning a shootout in a real tough building, as you know, because you guys play there a lot. But, I thought we took a step backwards last night by not starting very well, and so obviously our goal tonight is to make sure we start on time.
Well, when you look back at your recent games, certainly you've been up and down, but proven you can beat some of the best teams in the Western Hockey League, whether it's Prince Albert twice or the Edmonton Oil Kings, and had a couple of wins at home against Brandon. So you've won some hockey games and beaten some good teams here recently, especially those Edmonton-Prince Albert games. Is that important reaffirmation for your room, for them to realize, hey, you guys can beat anyone if you play the right way?
Well, then that's the things we talk about day in, day out, is the fact that, you know, we are a young team, and even if we have some older guys out of the lineup, we have to make sure that the consistency that we need each and every night can be real effective if it's there from each player. And as you know, when you got young hockey players, the minds tend to wander and they don't have that 60-minute competitiveness in them. But when they do, they are a real good hockey team.
So what was, I guess, the difference for you in those hockey games when you're able to beat some of those good teams? What does this team do when they're at their most effective?
Well, I think first and foremost, it's like any other team, and especially probably for your team, is you get timely saves from your goaltender at the right times. In the first 5 minutes of a period or the last 2 minutes of a period or a big penalty kill, you get those timely saves and your team feeds off of that and you run with it. So, and you take advantage of the opportunities, whether it's, going to the net and scoring on a rebound or whatever. And I think that the one thing that we've done in those games against those good teams is we've done that.
Have you seen good progress from your young lineup? You mentioned how young this team is, made even younger by the fact that guys like Montgomery, Leach, and Muth are out of the lineup. Have you seen the major steps made as a group for these young players?
Real happy with our young forwards. Extremely happy with how they've progressed. They've been put in situations that you want them to succeed, but then again, they're also playing against the top lines in this league, so it's a real tough test for them, and I thought they've done a great job so far.
And certainly missing guys like Leach and Muth on your back end, has that really tested your blue line?
It's really tested our blue line, and obviously right now in this situation we need a goaltender to make a lot of saves for us, but at the same time it's a great learning experience for these guys.
Talk about, I guess, some of the players who have stepped up. I mean, I look at the numbers for a guy like Deschanel this season who has made a step forward. Ed, who are some guys in your mind that have made leaps forward this year?
Well, that's a real tough thing for me to answer. I wasn't here last year. What I expect out of those young guys is they've had a year in the league. They're getting lots of ice time in critical situations for themselves this year, and they need to have success. And we've had success sometimes, and other times we haven't. So we're really working on their consistency as 17-year-olds. And as you know, that's a big year from 17 to 18. If they can develop that consistency, the sky's the limit for them.
When you talk about consistency, and you've talked about it with your goaltending a couple of times in this interview, is that a real key for you as well? Do you need your goaltending to be a little more consistent than it has been? Because we've seen some nights they'll shut out Edmonton, and other nights you get scored on 5-6 times.
Yeah, we're an easy read, aren't we? but yeah, no, I mean, for sure, we've asked our goalies to make sure that they finish games off. Wyatt Hoffman had a 1-0 shutout going against Prince Albert at home the other night till about 6 minutes left in the game. We lost 3-1. So those are things that he needs to learn from, and he will. And same thing for McKenzie. McKenzie needs to step up in the situations where we need the big saves, or we just need a save in a key situation. We need that out of them, and they're learning that slowly.
You've got the Broncos tonight, a team you've played once already. What do you expect out of Swift Current? What do you think are some keys for your club against them?
Well, they work extremely hard, and you can't take unnecessary penalties. You know what? I think we'll do a good job of killing off the penalties that are necessary at times of the games when you need to take when you do take the penalties. And we got to make sure that when we turn the puck over, it's not in critical areas. And I think that this team does a good job on the forecheck, and they do a good job of transition in the offensive zone and getting to spots to get the puck to the net.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.